Marley was as dead as a doornail. This must be distinctly understood, or nothing wonderful can come of the story I'm going to relate.
Give me immortality, or give me death. That's the motto here at Ralph's Ball Sports, new and used body shop in the city of the future. Hi, friend, Ralph's Ball Sport here to tell you that everybody must die, but you don't have to be there when it happens. That's why we're having a great going out of body sale. Yes, you can live forever while your friends fall apart around you like rotten fruit, and here's how. Lease an organ or limb from our headless body farm. It's made in America from Americans. Enter the new century with these exclusive clone-ons. Nap velour designer jeans. Deluxe follicle hair mat grafting with upgraded media-sensitive stimulated wrapper filler. Rear roll, non-glossy carbon intensified glute guards, power moons, and tinted tint grill spoilers in slash dash or faux flannel. So come on down to Ralph's Ball Sports, city of the future, and do it today because there may not be a tomorrow.
The register of his burial was signed by Scrooge, and Scrooge's name was good on the London Exchange for anything he chose to put his hand to. Ah, Mr. Scrooge.
Your servant, sir.
Are you off home to keep Christmas?
I am not in the habit of keeping Christmas, sir.
Then why are you leaving so early?
Because, sir, Christmas is a habit of keeping men from doing business.
Come, it's the nature of things that ants toil and grasshoppers sing and play, Mr. Scrooge.
An ant is what it is, and a grasshopper is what it is, and Christmas, sir, is a humbug. Good day.
Mr. Scrooge, sir.
Who are you?
Samuel Wilkins, sir.
Oh, yes. You owe me a little matter of 20-odd pounds, I believe. Well, if you want to pay it, come to my place of business. I don't conduct my affairs in the teeth of inclement weather.
I can't pay you, sir.
I'm not surprised.
Not unless you give me more time.
Did I ask you for more time to lend you the money?
Oh, no, sir.
Then why should you ask me for more time to pay it back?
I can't take my wife to a debtor's prison.
Then leave her behind. Why should she go to a debtor's prison anyway? She didn't borrow the 20 pounds, you did. What has your wife got to do with it? For that matter, what have I got to do with it? Good afternoon.
And Mr. Scrooge, it's Christmas!
Christmas has even less to do with it, my dear sir, than your wife has or I have.
Leave us alone.
Well, how much would you like, sir? 500? 1,000?
I am Scray, Astrobay.
Oh, of course, sir. Look, 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 sir.
Isn't it?
You'd still owe me 20 pounds and you're not in the position to repay if it was the middle of a heat wave and August bank holiday. Good afternoon.
It's about a businessman, or a factory owner, a miser. His partner dies. He doesn't shed a tear. He thinks only of the money. And on Christmas Eve, he meets some kind of supernatural guides or spirits, possibly, who in the course of one night teach him what a miserable, loathsome, selfish toad he is. It's a short book, short and sharp, a hammer blow to the heart of this smug, self-satisfied age. It's a comedy.
Oh, brilliant.
Does it have a title?
Yes. Humbug, a Miser's Lament. A Christmas ghost story, Christmas song, Christmas ballad, something like that.
Intriguing, really. Just one question. Why Christmas?
Humbug.
Humbug.
What is?
Christmas.
Bugs in the water.
3,500. Excellent. Only thing to be said for the season. People feel obligated to pay their debts. Oh, wouldn't old Jacob Marley have been proud? $3,512, money piling up. I love it.
Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Mr. Marley has been dead these 7 years.
We have no doubt his liberality is well represented by his surviving partner. At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, 'tis more than usually desirable we should make some slight provisions for the poor and destitute. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comfort, sir.
Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons.
Hello! My, it will be pleasant to have you here. I've not had any company in this dank and dismal cell for 40 long and miserable years. I was imprisoned by a faceless people for a crime of which I had no knowledge and certainly did not commit, but what of that? In me spare time, I have been pursuing me hobby, which is writing a great prison novel. In the beginning, I wrote with an ink composed of parts of my own blood. However, this would not make an acceptable carbon, so I acquired an electric typewriter. I am proud to be able to present you with the first edition of my Saga of Eternal Torment, profusely illustrated, titled Leather Thighs. Guard! Guard! I want to see my ambassador!
Easily done. He's in the next cell.
Use the telephone.
I don't have a dime. Here, use one of the pages of me novel. It's no good. They're tapping the lines.
And the workhouses, are they still in operation?
They are. Still, I wish I could say they were not. What shall we put you down for?
Nothing.
You wish to remain anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. I support the establishments I have mentioned. They cost enough, and those who are badly off. He might go there.
Many can't go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population.
What do you suggest we do with those people?
Hmm? Are there no workhouses?
Do you know how many people would rather die than go there?
Then they better do it and reduce the surplus population.
The little interview with a guy named
Tange.
Expo anything.
Yeah, Tange,
who was in charge of, he was the architect of it, and he was saying that he expected about 300,000 to 400,000 people peak there a day, and now they're getting more.
Or get peaked there a day.
If we even get over 500,000, I don't know what will happen, the architect said. That, however, is not his headache. The man whose headache it is, ultimately, is Taizo Ishizaka, the octogenarian president of the association putting on the fair, who is one of Japan's chief businessmen and has also been its chief Boy Scout, has said that the ideal situation at the fairgrounds would be one in which nobody could move at all, because then there could be no accidents.
Good. Oh. That's very good. Good thinking.
Wonderful.
Now I'm very busy, gentlemen. I bid you good afternoon! Be gone! Out! Dratted busybody. A man can't get any work done. Now, let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. Oh. 4,012.
Good evening and welcome to the Money Programme. Tonight on the Money Programme, we're going to look at money. Lots of it, on film and in the studio. Some of it in nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. Some of it neatly counted into fat little hundreds, delicate fibres stuffed into bulging wallets, nice crisp clean checks, pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets, romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity, beautiful wayward curlicued banknotes, filigree copper grating cheek-by jowl with tumbling hexagonal milled edges rubbing gently against the terse leather of beautifully balanced bank books.
In 1769, the colonies are a rich brew of revolting ferment.
Look at these.
Three conspirators meet in an underground print shop somewhere in Philadelphia.
There, it's done and printed.
Oh, let's see.
The first American dollar bill. Well, what do you think of it, Tom?
I don't know. It's too big.
Look at all that money.
I mean, really, an 8x10 of George. It's hard to put in your wallet.
Well, yes, these dummies will never miss one of these. Right, now I got my buck.
Ringle, ringle, coins when they mingle make such a lovely sound. Two guineas and tuppence and threepence and bob make my ears tingle and keep my heart throbbing. Crowns and coppers, little eye poppers. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm drunk to the finish, cause I ain't been finished. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Can make my pulses pound. Coin in a column can make me ecstatical, denominational, or alphabetical.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about 10s and 20s?
10s and 20s? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Up a paddock, a ringle, a ringle, when they jingle make such a lovely sound.
Yes, money, Rollo. Now that may not be love, but it is all right.
I've always wanted money to handle, to touch, the smell of the rain-washed florin. The lure of the lira, the glitter and the glory of the guinea, the romance of the ruble, the feel of the franc, the heel of the Deutschmark, the cold antiseptic sting of the Swiss franc, and the sunburned splendor of the Australian dollar.
Man, we got a, in our part of town, the currency is based on color TVs, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one color TV is good for a cup of coffee, you know? That's the way we figure it. 10 color TVs, you know, that'll buy you a six-pack of beer, man.
That makes sense. Right.
I remember the women in your village, the strong ones, the ones with the big necks, carrying the 7 or 8 television sets in a necklace around
them. Yeah, they used to carry them on their heads,
what,
man.
What villages? What is this
then
place?
They watched all those women's liberation programs, that's and right. Now their heads are too big.
You're talking
too
about
big
the
for
ghetto?
The color TVs, right? Too big for the Trinitans, man. Remember the Holy Trinitan? Man, Mother remember. And Louis
Wait a minute.
And his lawyer?
Wait a minute. You're talking about television or religious,
RCA,
fellas?
RCA, man. They crucified that one television set. You ever see that, man?
You're kidding, really?
They crucified a man that put nails through the base of it, you know,
oh,
and
no.
through the control dials,
oh,
man.
They took the spear, man, and in through the picture
through.
Oh,
through
that's
the picture
terrible.
All the red, leak.
That could explode.
Man. The radiation killed people for miles around.
No, it must have been terrible, man. Well, people shaking on the hills, right?
I'm glad you guys are aware of the dangers of radiation, you know. You want another one, fellas? Fellas? Come back, fellas. I got more tape. I've got 90,000 pounds in I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I got lots and lots of lira. Now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a smash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money, 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 money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Money, 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 money. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round, 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 round. You can keep your watch's ways, for it's only just a phase. It's money, money, money makes the world go round. Money, 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 money.
I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Cratchit! You've had your call for the day. And there will be no more.
Begging your pardon, sir. I simply thought, sir, since it is Christmas Eve.
Since it is Christmas Eve, this would be a disastrous time for you, Cratchit, to find yourself without a position.
Oh, no, sir. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right, sir. Forgive me, sir.
If you spent more time tending to your job, you wouldn't have time to feel the cold. Ah, blasted help situation. You'd be wanting a feather bed and tea service next, you know. You never could see. 4,036.
For the cars, too.
Right.
Have to go. I don't understand a word you're saying, I'll be honest.
Oh, rich people from
the record industry. Young dudes together.
Goodbye.
Of all of the people that I used to know, folks never adjusted to the great big world. I see them lurking in bookstores, working for the public radio. And the babies around, the sack on their back, moving careful and slow. It's money that matters. Hear what I say. It's money that matters. In the USA.
And Christmas a parody.
Look out, Skipper. Look out in there because, gee, don't you think there's a big wind coming up?
Oh, that's right, Don. Because Skipper's locked inside our brand new Gitche Gumi Money Tunnel. And you better start protecting yourself, Skip, because it's blowing up a hurricane of silver dollars.
And all you've got is your shirt.
Well, come on, silly. Cover your face with your shirt.
Use your shirt.
That's right. Oh, ow!
Oh, hey. What does the computer say, Ken?
Skipper won the first round, Don.
Oh, that's terrific.
He managed to hold on to 5,301 slippery silver dollars.
Hey. Beastly wind. Must have forgotten to lock the cellar door. Rats?
What nonsense is this?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Don't you believe in knocking?
Would you have unbolted the door to let me enter, Ebenezer?
That door was bolted. Who are you?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Humbug.
You don't believe in me.
I do not.
Still, you must admit that you see me.
You might be nothing more than the sour gruel I ate at supper. Humbug. Oh, mercy. Dreadful apparition. Why do you trample me?
Do you believe in me or not?
Yes, I believe in you, I do, but why do you walk the earth, and why are you here? You are bound with chains. Tell me why.
I wear the chain I forged in life. You know the weight and the length of the strong coil you bear yourself? It is a ponderous chain, all captive bound and double-ironed. Not to know that no space of regret can make amends for one's life opportunity misused. Yet such was I. Look, this is the fate that awaits you.
Mm-hmm.
you still have a chance of escaping my fate, you must expect the visits of three more ghosts.
I think I'd rather not.
Expect the first tonight when the bell tolls one.
Well, couldn't I take them all at once and have it over, Jacob?
On First Street is a music street. We had three or four places on First Street that rehearsed. And they were rehearsing like every day. Cause them time it was Bob, Peter, Bonnie.
We used to call ourselves juveniles. Brothers in the ghetto, we used to go to rehearse. Say, you come from a wailing environment where people always bawling and beg, you should be named the Wailers.
This train, it is bound to glory.
Bed. An icicle must have gotten into the works. Yes, but...
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
What brought you here?
Your welfare.
Well, I'm much obliged with a good night of unbroken rest is what I need if you're so concerned.
Rise and walk with me.
Oh, humbug. Forcing a fellow to leave his bed in the middle of the night and...
Come.
Oh, it's freezing cold. Not a decent stitch of clothing to warm these old bones. But I am immortal and liable to fall.
Touch my hand and you shall be upheld.
Why are we stopping here?
Do you know this place?
Good heavens. I was a boy here.
Do you remember the way?
Remember it? I could walk it blindfolded.
Merry Christmas!
Hello there!
Merry Christmas to you!
And Merry Christmas, Mayfield! And Merry Christmas, Mrs. Doolittle!
Come. These are but shadows of things that have been. They are not conscious of us. Do you know this child?
The child is young Ebenezer Scrooge. You see, he is left here all alone. Nobody wants him. Poor lad.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you gonna do tomorrow, after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Pooh put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Pooh?
P-E-P-E-P. Moon Rat Pills! 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 Rat
Pills! Rat Thank you, fellow kids. Quiet. In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people. He said, give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling for more students for more science high. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm gonna cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you gonna graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! Morse Science High! It's disappeared!
Why, it's old Fezziwig. Bless his heart. It's old Fezziwig, and he's alive again.
Yo-ho there, Ebenezer. Dick.
Yes, sir.
Coming, sir.
Oh, Dick Wilkins, to be sure. Bless me, yes. He was very much attached to me, was Dick.
Yo-ho, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer. Clear away, my lads, and let's have lots of room here.
Over there, Mama.
That's our sun altar.
Bell! Oh, but she won't dance with us. Did you see? She chose me. Beautiful little Belle. She chose me.
It's only a shilling ring, Alice, but one day it'll be a gold one. Oh, when I'm rich enough.
Oh, it's a beautiful ring. Oh, but I mustn't accept it.
Why not? Because it's not good enough for you?
Oh, no, no.
Because I'm not rich enough for you.
Oh, foolish of you. Of course not.
But you're still so young, you may have a change of heart one day.
Dearest Alice, if ever I have a change of heart towards you, it'll be because my heart has ceased to beat.
And it makes no difference that I'm poor?
I love you because you're poor, not proud and foolish.
Will you always feel like that?
As long as I live, longer, forever and ever.
Then I accept your ring.
Alice. To eternity, we two are as one.
Now I think you're ready for this.
Why, that's nothing but a two-bit ring from a crackerback, Jocks.
I'll sell it to you for $5,000.
What kind of a chump do you take me for?
First class.
That tarnished piece of tin is worthless.
Worthless? Not to Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber?
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Betty Jo Bielowski?
Betty Jo Bielowski. I hadn't heard that name since college. Everyone knew her as Nancy. Then it all came rushing back to me like the hot kiss at the end of a wet fist. It was pig night at the Om Mani Padme Sigma house. We had escaped from the crowd and stood trembling under the dwarf maples.
Oh, Nicky, I don't know what to say. This is the most beautiful ring I've ever seen.
Yeah, Nancy, it's really neat. It cost me $5,000.
Oh, Nicky, how can I ever repay you?
Well, gee whiz, Nancy. How about 500 down and a 36-month contract?
What?
Or you could marry me.
That's impossible, Nick. I can't marry you. I can't even tell you why. Maybe someday.
All right, Nancy. I understand. Sign here.
Oh, Nick. I'll never forgive you.
And I'll never forget you neither, Nancy.
Spirit! They're gone! Spirit! They're vanished.
Not quite all.
Was there ever such a party?
Was there ever such a Christmas?
Was there ever such an employer?
Never, never, never.
A small matter to make these silly folks so full of gratitude.
Small? It is impossible to count it up in money. The happiness he gives us is quite as great as if it cost a fortune.
My time grows short. Come.
It matters little. To you, very little. Another idol has displaced me.
What idol has displaced you?
A golden one.
Matt, this is the way of the world. There is nothing on which it is so hard as poverty. Nothing which it condemns so much as the pursuit of wealth.
Oh, I have watched the change in you. I have seen your noble ideals fall off one by one until nothing matters to you but gold.
Gold? Have you got any?
No.
What about the seven cities of gold? Phoenix, Tucson, Las Vegas?
This is gold.
What's that?
Corn.
Hey, corn! Now we can make tortillas!
We've been waiting for this for hundreds of years.
So this is all you got?
Yes, but aren't you the true white brother who's supposed to come and live with us in peace?
Sure. Therefore, I claim this rich verdant and a pasture land in the name of the Empire of Spain.
Hey, Capitano, the rain, she's a stop to fall, and the corn, she's all dead.
Shut up, Vespucci. I claim this stinking desert in the name of the Empire of Spain forever. Let's go.
God bless Vespucci land.
Oh, by the way, Domini, you're all Catholics now. God bless you.
Come on, Father. Nobody in their right mind would live in this stinking desert.
Come on, Cisco.
True. I have grown so much wiser.
I am going to release you, Ebenezer.
Have I ever sought release?
In words, no.
In what then?
In the very things you worship. Tell me truthfully, if you were free now, would you choose a girl whose father left so little money?
Yes, Belle. Yes.
And geraniums and cactuses and Gibraltar. As a boy, where I was a flower of the mountain, yes. Where I put the rose in my hair like the Andalusian girls used, yes. And how she kissed me under the Moorish wall. And I thought, well, as well him as another. And she asked me, would I, yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew her down to me so I could feel her breasts all perfumed, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said, yes, I will. Yes, yes, yes.